The Epistle of James, chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, reads like this. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Beautiful words that express several thoughts that come from heaven. James here is writing a very unique statement. In this statement that he makes, he states the fact that every good thing comes from God. But this statement is made because the context points to a very serious issue, the issue of sinning. And in verse 13 of chapter 1 of James, James wrote, "Let no one say, when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone." James is making reference to the fact that some people, when they sin, or when they see someone else sin, they come to the conclusion that they are sinning because God tempted them to sin. That God, in some way or in some manner, made it so that man could fall from grace. Here in the context, he says that's not so. It's not so because every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And it does not change. It remains good. It remains perfect. What God has done perfectly. There is nothing wrong in the workings of God. And here in verse 18, he gives an example of what good things God has done. And I'll read it again. This is the example of good and perfect gift that God has made possible. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. What do we find here? I want us to look at something here. In verse 18, the conclusion is that there is something brought forth. What is brought forth here is first fruits of his creatures. Those of you that know your Old Testament know that one of the offerings that God had required of his people in the Old Testament was to bring forth first fruits. That was the best of the crop. That was the best of the best. And these are here mentioned as the truth concerning things that God has made. And that this is evidence of the fact that God is the doer of everything that is good. God not only gives first fruits, but we also know from this same epistle of James in chapter 1, verses 12 down to verse 18, that if someone lacks wisdom, God will give them wisdom. And also in chapter 4 and verses 7 and 8, and also in verse 10, we are told that God also is willing to give people peace of mind. That God is willing to help those people who are needing and asking for those things that are needed. Look carefully at verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. God is the giver of everything that is good. So it is not a true statement that God is tempted by evil and that God will provoke evil in the hearts of people. But going back to chapter 1 of James and verse 18, we see here where he makes the statement about how this happened. How did it happen that God made this possible? That he has brought first fruits, that he has made the best of the best. Verse 18 says, he brought us forth by the word of truth. How true that is. During our Bible class this morning and also prior to this class, we have emphasized over and over again that God works through his word. God works through the gospel. If someone is to be considered and be made first fruit, it has to happen through the word of truth. It happens through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, where Peter makes this statement very, very simple, beginning with verse 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away, and the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. That statement not only is important in our study, but there are similar statements that are made throughout the New Testament, how God has made possible that man becomes first fruits, and it becomes possible by the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go back to James chapter 1. Look at something else that he makes known here. He says in verse 18, of his own will, everything that God did for the salvation of mankind, he did because that is what he wanted to do. He made it possible because this is how he worked it. This was in the mind of God from the very beginning. I don't know of a scripture more powerful than Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3 all the way down to the end of chapter 1. Several times the writer makes the statement that what God did, he did because this was done according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 5. When God decided to save mankind, it was his own idea. It was his plan. He did it because this is what he had in mind. This is what James makes very, very clear in chapter 1 in verse 18. But there's something else here that I want us to look at in our study. And that is that when this was all made possible in verse 18, that you be a kind of first fruits of his creatures, that this is the best of the best. In Revelation chapter 14, there is a reference made to the salvation of mankind. And in Revelation chapter 14, beginning with verse 1, all the way down to verse 5, it makes it clear that this is in reference to those that will be saved at the end. And when he makes the statement in verse 4, he says, these are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. So from the very beginning to the very end, James is writing what God has done. God has done perfectly, and God has done for the salvation of mankind. So when we go back to James chapter 1 and verse 17, I'll read it again. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. What does that say about you and me? Those of us that are Christians, it says that we are the best of the crop. That's what James was saying. James makes a statement that as Christians, we are the best of his creatures. And throughout the New Testament, you'll find references made to that fact. Now, let me say this as I close this lesson. Are you God's first fruit of his creatures? If you're not a Christian, you can't say that. You can't say in the affirmative that you are, because the Bible teaches that those that are first fruits of God's creatures are those that have responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ, those that have obeyed the gospel, and those that have remained faithful till the end. They shall be rewarded, as we read in Revelation chapter 14. There is an invitation song that has been prepared this morning to encourage others to become Christians. So this morning, if anyone is subject to the Lord's invitation, we invite you to come as we stand and sing.